Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Truma ist Perik Tess Mishnah Dalet. Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Gedulei Truma Truma. When you plant Truma and Truma grows, Midr Abanan, it has a din of Truma. In other words, Minatayra, it's not Truma. Minatayra, you plant Truma, and up comes Chulim. But the Rabbanan said it should have a din of Truma. And the reason is concern of Truma Temeya in the hands of a Kayin. We discussed this earlier. Even though the Kayin could use the Truma Temeya for fire fuel and so on, but if this option was there to wait for the planting season and plant it, then out comes Chulim. He would rather do that. And meanwhile, he's holding on to the Truma Temeya, and it's going to come L'day Takala, someone's going to wind up eating it. And therefore, Chazal made a Gzeira that if you plant it, it has a din of Truma. What grows has a din of Truma, so there's no point in planting it. So Gedulei Truma, what grows from Truma, continues the Mishnah here. Perik Tes Mishnah Dalet is considered Truma. The Gedulei Gedulim, what about I plant Truma, and what comes up is considered Truma. What if I take that and plant that? That's Gedulei Gedulim. So the Mishnah Chulim, that's Chulim. Chazal weren't geyser that far. Avobar, ha-tevel. If you plant tevel, tevel again is tvur, the no trumas imaisers were taken from it. Umaiserishno, you plant. Maiserishno, that no trumas imaiser was taken from it. Usefiche shviyas. Sviche shviyas are things that grew during a Shemitah year. Chazal made a gzer, even though it grew on its own, that you should not eat it. Utrumas chutzalaretz, and truma that someone separated in chutzalaretz, in places where the chachamim obligated a person to separate trumas imaisers. The hamiduma, meduma is a taroivis of truma that falls into less than 100 of chulin. I think we've learned about that a little bit. La bikurim, and bikurim is the first peiris that ripen from the shiva semina that you bring to Yerushalayim. Well, what if I took some of the peiris from this list and I planted them? Zakt the Mishnah, Gidulei and Chulin. What grows is Chulin. So how come we're more machmer by Truma and not by these things? So really, each of these items here, there's a reason the Chazal were mekel. Tevel, maybe you could argue, it should be also, because Tevel means you have to take off Truma Simaisu, so maybe there's like Truma mixed in over here. And by Truma we said what grows from Truma is Truma, and you're planting this Tevel. So the Mishnah says, no, that's not the case. Tevel may have some trum in it, but it's mostly chulin. L'chatchil, you're not supposed to plant it. But what grows if you do plant it is considered chulin. Maiser Rishon, you're supposed to give to the Levi, even though he didn't take off trumas maiser yet, has a din of tevel. And here too, Chazal said, even though you can taina that there's somewhat of truma in here, because he's left take off truma, give it to the kayin, but it's mostly chulin. Sviche shviyas. So again, it's awesome and a tire to plant during a Shemitah year, but what grows on its own should be mutter. Chazal made a gzera. They were scared people will plant, and they're going to say, oh, this grew on its own. But if you plant Svichei Shviyas, the Chacham were not goyzer, that what comes up should also be aser. That's because, as the Batnura explains, things that grow on their own weren't so common. It can happen, but it wasn't so common. And Shviyas is only once in 7 years. Trumas chutz laretz. Now, Chazal were geyser to separate Trumas Yemaisres on Peiris that grew in Mitzrayim, in Bavel, in Amon, in Amoyav. Bez Hashem Yisbrach, when we get to Masechtas Yedayim, we'll learn about that. However, if you plant it, what comes up is not Truma, because again, it's not a common Truma. And there's a rule, Milsa de Leishchicha Legazu Be Rabbanan. But Rabbanan don't make Zeris where things aren't so common. Meduma, like we've learned in all those Mishnayos beforehand, even though Chazal did make this gzeira, that if it falls into less than 100, the whole mixture is truma, but they didn't extend the gzeira to say that if you plant it, what comes up is truma. And as far as bikurim is concerned, even though normally bikurim has all the alachis of truma, but it's also not so common, the chi of bikurim is only by the shivas haminim, which is chita, soira, gef, and teina, rima, and zayas, and tamar, wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. So it's not so common. It's only by those peiros. Also, some explain, you only take a little bit of those peiros. And Chazal did not make a gzeira if things were not so common. Now the Mishnah concludes, Gidulei Hegdish. If you plant Hegdish, U'maiser Sheni, you plant Maiser Sheni, then Chulin, what comes up is Chulin. Here too, Chazal weren't geyser. We're not so worried a person will hold on to Hegdish or hold on to Master Shelley to be able to plant it, because you could just redeem it. There's a way to remove the Isser from it. But we do have an interesting halach over here. Upoida oisam bizman zara. What does this mean? Let's say you plant Hegdish, and now something grows out of it. You plant Maaser Sheni, and something grows out of it. You have to redeem it. Just like the Maaser Sheni itself, if you want it to use, you have to redeem. Here too, you have to redeem it. What do you mean? So then it's not chulun. No, it is chulun, because you're allowed to eat it. But you still have to redeem it. But when you redeem it, you could redeem it based on what you planted. In other words, let's say you planted a saw of Hegdish, or Maaser Sheni, and 10 saw grew. You can redeem it all, explains the Batanura, for the value of one saw. Because the reason we're asking you to redeem it is we don't want Hegdish to lose out, or Maaser Sheni to lose out. If you didn't plant it, you would have to redeem it, so therefore you have to redeem it now as well. But that's why you only have to redeem it with the amount of money that you put in. In other words, only the one saw that you planted, not the 10 saw that came out. So what does it mean? Upoida oisam bizman zara? It means when you redeem it based on what you had when you planted it. That's how the Bat Tanura learns Pshat in the Mishnah. There are many other Pshatim, but that's how the Bat Tanura learns Pshat in our Mishnah. Okay, so if you plant Truma, it's Truma, that's Midrabanan. But if you plant what came up, if you plant Truma and out comes plants, and you take those plants and plant it, that's called Gidula Gidula, that's Chulin. If you plant Tevel, Maaser Rishon, what grows on its own during a Shemitah year, the Truma of Chutz Laretz, with Midrabanan, in certain places, Chazal say you should be Mafresh Truma. If you plant Truma that got mixed in with less than 100 of Chulin, or you plant Bikurim, the din is what grows is Chulin. If you plant Hegdish and Maaser Sheni, what comes up is Chulin, you can eat it right away, but you still have to redeem the original Hegdish or Maaser Sheni that you put in. So even if you planted, let's say, a saw of Hegdish, and out comes 10, you planted a saw of Maaser Sheni, and out comes 10, you only have to redeem the one saw. Whatever that value is, you still have to give either to Hegdish or to Maaser Sheni.